Ann Arbor Public Schools will ask voters next week if they want to approve a $1 billion bond proposal to make infrastructure improvements to all of its buildings. So we decided to go out into the community to see what voters had to say about the proposal. In an effort to convince voters to approve the latest Ann Arbor Public Schools bond proposal, the district has hosted dozens of community meetings over the last couple months to provide details on the project. District Superintendent Janice Swift led the discussion at one held at Ann Arbor District Library's Westgate branch.
We're at that natural chapter where our prior bond has paid its last revenue. We have 34 buildings, average age is 63 years. So this $1 billion bond, 1.65 mil increase, is for the coming 30 years. So it's a 30-year bond, about a 20-year construction window.
The bond would help build two new schools, make structural improvements to others, and address issues such as safety and upgrading the district school bus fleet. Homeowners with an average taxable value of $138,000 would see an annual increase of about $228. Voter Sheila Rice attended the community meeting at Westgate.
I oppose this proposal. I think that there are some valid points in it, but that, as I say, I have too much trouble with $1 billion and over 30 years. There's just too many changes that can take place in that period of time.
During the first 6 years of the construction window, air conditioning, LED lighting, and new kitchens would be added to schools. Voter Melody McCormick-Randall also attended the meeting at Westgate.
I'm a little suspicious that things that would be nice, but that the average homeowner might not put in their own homes, might go on the desirable list and get done. I'd like for my money to be used judiciously if it's really needed, and I wasn't fully convinced their mechanisms to make sure that happens.
I have not decided yet.
Parent Jordan Ells took lots of notes during the meeting at Westgate. Her daughter is a graduate of Pioneer High School, and her son will start Lawn Elementary next year.
My teacher friends are very critical of this and have noted that the teachers union isn't really on board with it, and I'm concerned about that. I do see the need, and I do see the schools, and I'm in them often through sporting events and other activities with my son, so I do have a great deal of concern, but those two things I'm having a hard time balancing how I can support both the schools and the teachers at this point.
The Ann Arbor Education Association, or Teachers Union, has decided they will remain neutral when it comes to the $1 billion bond proposal. Fred Klein is president of the union.
We're not opposing it. We're not supporting it. And that's where we are right now. I know many teachers do support it, and some don't support it. I think teachers know that our buildings do need the critical infrastructure repairs and updating, but teachers have made sacrifices for this district for a number of years, at least the last 12, including many pay freezes, concessions, and teachers are feeling that we want to attract and retain the best teachers here in Ann Arbor. And we do that by prioritizing teachers as part of the budgeting process. And so that's why we were taking that position to be neutral.
Voters I spoke with at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market had a more positive view of the proposal. Donna Esterbrook already voted yes for the proposal through an absentee ballot.
We're going to have old boilers, old buildings that are crumbling, so we need to fix them.
Christina Machusik took a quick break from buying produce to talk about why she supports school bonds. She doesn't work for Ann Arbor Public Schools, but is a school teacher.
There's things that are safety issues for schools, and for updated furniture always just helps. If you can build a classroom community and a school culture that's positive, it's always going to help student income. They're like... student outcome.
There is real reason.
Ann Arbor Public Schools has been informing voters that Michigan is one of 12 states that doesn't provide school districts with funds for capital infrastructure projects. This is one of the reasons why voter Darren Miller plans to vote yes for the proposal.
The education of our children is of the utmost importance in our society. I look at where we are today and think that if we had a better education system, we might have a more informed populace when it comes to, things like voting and governance in general in this country.
Voters who are still interested in learning more about this $1 billion school bond proposal could visit the Ann Arbor Public Schools website for more details. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.